If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
You're listening to the news and talk of Texas.
Welcome back to the award-winning CarPro Show.
CarPro Show.
With straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive. Once again, with his trusty sidekick, Kevin McCarthy, riding shotgun.
Here's the man they call the CarPro,
Jerry Reynolds, on News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
Thank you for joining us for hour number two of the CarPro Show. We are with you till 11 o'clock this morning. We're talking cars and giving free advice on what's the best thing to do right now. We'll go back to the phones here in just a moment. But we're also talking about other things as well, like the auto show that's coming up starting this Thursday and runs through Sunday. And if you haven't, I mean, we haven't had an auto show here this in the last 2 years. And so this is pretty exciting stuff. I wish, you know, all the manufacturers had been able to come, but with the shortages of vehicles, they're just not. It's kind of like me dealing with press vehicles to review. You know, I have been one of the lucky ones in the country that hasn't had to set out a week or more without a vehicle being offered up to me, but I haven't had to yet, knock on wood. This week I've had the Subaru Forester Wilderness Edition, and it's always a good week for me with a Subaru. I just love driving them. I love everything about them. So I've had it all week. Next week I've got the Audi SQ7 SUV, and something tells me this might be in my future as an owner, or at least a lessee.
Okay, educate me. The Q5 is the biggest one.
No, the Q5 is the middle one.
The middle one. The Q7 is the biggest one.
Correct.
So what's the SQ5, the sport version?
Yeah, with 500 horses under the hood.
Oh, well, that's easy enough.
And $103,000 window sticker.
That's so. Not very easy. I wanted to thank you, by the way, for putting in your odds and ends about daylight saving time. Notice I said that without the S on the end properly. I know I've read it before because you put that story in the newsletter every week, a little bit, little fun facts, trivia stuff about daylight saving time. I forgot. Senior, getting older as hell, Jerry. Let me just tell you that about the memory. I'd forgotten that the originator of the idea of daylight saving time was Ben Franklin, so they could not use candles as often, as much, and burn them up.
It was to create more daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty neat stuff.
So which way are you going to go? I make you king. We can have it all the time or not at all.
Me, it would be not at all. I would just leave the clock the way God intended it.
How do you know?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but that's the way I would do it.
Our show today is brought to you by the Sampac 5-Star Ford family of dealerships, Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville and Dallas, the Audubon Motor Car Group, White Settlement University in Fort Worth, shopaudubon.com, Freeman Toyota, just south of the Northeast Mall in Hearst, Classic Chevrolet, pre-owned, and the Fleet Group at Classic Chevy Grapevine, Rusty Wallace Honda, the Honda King, Park Place Lexus, Plano and Grapevine, Park Place Mercedes, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington, Don Davis Nissan, I-20, east of Collins in Arlington, the Sewell family of dealerships, Denton Mazda, Denton Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, Avondale Select, New Brakes Mobile Brake Repair, and City Garage DFW.
And let's talk to Joe, and he's calling from San Antonio, Texas. Joe, you've been very patient. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, it's been a lot of great information this morning. I wanted to know what kind of a weather forecaster you are.
I'm probably as good as any of them.
I've got my dice ready. What do you want?
Here's the thing. The last time we saw diesel and gas this high, of course, was 2008. In 2008, the dealers couldn't give trucks away.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the other day, you know, they've got these thousands and thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of trucks. They're waiting on chips. And I'm wondering if we're seeing the perfect storm about to happen where all these trucks are going to be hitting the dealer lots. If diesel is still high, I'm wondering if we're looking at another buying opportunity when these trucks start coming out.
See, you got two different things going on here. You've got the fuel prices, of course, but the chip shortage is not going to get solved anytime soon. I hope maybe by the end of summer, but I am done predicting when there'll be plenty of chips around. And that situation is not getting any better. And here's the next thing that's gone on. And I did an interview with Fox News on this on Wednesday. You've got a chips factories use lasers, okay, to make.
Okay.
And those lasers are made out of neon. Guess who the number one exporter of neon in the world is?
Would that be like 90% of all the neon in the world?
I think it's more like 80, but still a lot.
My number one guess would be Russia. My number two guess would be Ukraine.
And you would be right on both counts.
Now.
So, yeah. You know, this chip shortage thing isn't going away. The other thing I think, too, that's happening right now is, you know, 08, for those who were around at that time, that was the first time any of us saw gas prices start with a four. And it was shocking.
And scary.
And it was. And I had all these listeners that were jumping out of their Escalades and into small cars and really small SUVs, and they didn't want to, but they had to. And then 6 months later, we're under $2, and they want them all back. Well, yeah. We've become desensitized to this, it appears to me. And I base that on just talking to people like you. And okay. And so I think we all think this is temporary and it's going to come back down. And I agree with that. The scary part is if we're paying $4.50 a gallon and it gets down to $3.50 a gallon when this war is finalized or whatever's going to happen, and we all think that's a great deal at $3.50 a gallon.
Yeah.
And so does it ever go back to two?
No.
Two and a quarter?
No.
Probably not. But again, for those that might have missed it in the first hour of the show, I did the math on this.
Go ahead and do that again. I don't think you can do that too often.
$3 a gallon versus $4.50 a gallon, which we haven't hit as an average yet, okay?
50% higher.
Yes. 25-mile-per-gallon vehicle, 15,000 miles a year driving, the increase in your monthly outgo is $75. And if you ask people that haven't done the math, I guarantee you they'd say it's hundreds of dollars. It's
$750.
It's a big number. It's right. Not. That's why you've got to take everything into consideration. The answer to your question is no, I don't think we're going to see a perfect storm until this chip shortage is solved. And let me tell you, the hardest vehicle to get right now is any kind of diesel.
Right, right. Well, do you think that if, say, Ford or GM is bringing 2021s to market in calendar year 23, I'm just looking to see if there's big discounts coming down the road somewhere.
There is at some point, but we're not close to that at this time. I mean, we're not even close. There's so much, Joe, there's so much pent-up demand.
Yeah.
Especially for diesels. When they are available, they're going to fly off the lots. And that could happen for 6 months. Everyone that comes in, pre-sold. Everyone that comes in was ordered for somebody. I mean, we're a long, long way from what you're describing.
We are watching history being made, that's for sure.
Ain't no lie. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
I appreciate the call. We'll be on with you at WAI here. And about 11:05, if you can join us in San Antonio. 800-288-WBAP. Let's give away another pair of auto show tickets. That phone number for caller number 3, 972-708-4308, 972-708-4308. We'll be right back.
If you find yourself leaving the keys in your car, hoping it'll get stolen, you need some help finding a new set of wheels. Let Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, help you. This is the Car Pro Show.
Audubon Fort Worth carries 6 iconic brands. Just across the Trinity, you'll find all the finest from across the pond at the intersection of luxury and integrity. Audubon Fort Worth is family-owned, authorized new and pre-owned luxury automobile dealership for BMW, Jag, Rover, Porsche, Volvo, and Volkswagen, and they just published their first edition of a quarterly newsletter for their customers. In it, they take a look at the redesigned Land Rover, Range Rover, Jaguar F-Pace, and the Volkswagen GTI. Plus, they have details on the upcoming all-electric vehicles from BMW, Volvo, and Volkswagen. Visit their website at shopautobahn.com for more information. Audubon, White Settlement and University in Fort Worth. ShopAutobahn.com.
Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, here for my friends at the 14 DFW City Garage locations, where you'll find friendly and helpful people and clean, sanitized facilities. City Garage has been taking care of people since 1993, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. They have ASC-certified technicians and they even have a customer shuttle if you don't want to wait. Take it from me. These folks do great work, and there's one near you. To find all their locations or to book your appointment online, go to citygaragedfw.com.
Here's automotive expert and nationally syndicated talk show host, Jerry Reynolds.
It's Ford Truck Month, and nobody does Truck Month like the Ford DFW five-star Ford dealerships. Even with the inventory shortages, they're still taking great care of Car Pro Show listeners, and unlike other dealers, they're not gouging people. The five-star Ford promise is simple. If they don't have the new Ford you want, they'll get it for you. And if they can't get it for you, they'll order it. Prioritize that order and keep you updated on its status. Plus, if you order a 2022 F-150 now, you can lock in 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 cash back. Yes, $2,000 is guaranteed plus 0% APR. Some orders are arriving in 6 weeks or less. So, go to the dealerships that you can trust. Five Star Ford in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville, or Dallas. And look them up online at sampac.com.
We're taking care of business.
Hi, Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, here to tell you about my friends at New Brakes Mobile Brake Repair. Don't waste your time and safety sitting around in a boring, cold waiting room. Instead, let a certified New Brakes Mobile Brake Tech come to you and fix your brakes at your home or office around your schedule. And most repairs are completed in less than an hour. New Brakes will not only save you time, they'll save you money. And they warranty all of their work for peace of mind. So if your brakes are squeaking, grinding, or just not working like they should, don't hesitate. Head to newbrakes.com. That's NUbrakes.com. Request a quote. Choose your repair date, and they'll fix your brake problems in less than an hour. And be sure to mention to them that Jerry the Car Pro sent you for an additional 10% off your repair. Don't forget, it's New Brakes, spelled NUbrakes.com. That's NUbrakes.
And now, through the miracle of modern technology, here's Shane Miner from Freeman Toyota.
Hi, buddy.
Hello, Dane. Nope. He's not there now. Oh, he's calling him now.
I see. Okay.
We had him on hold.
I thought we did.
Yeah, we did. And we got him back.
Okay.
Well, almost miracle of modern technology. Okay. Which line is Dane on? We don't know.
We're going to figure it out, though.
Well, he's not on News One. Let's see if this is Dane Miner. Is this Dane Miner?
Hello.
Nope.
Nope. Too bad. Are you Dane Miner?
I am not.
Too bad. Are you Dane Miner?
I am not.
You're batting 1,000.
It's supposed to be News 2, that one, right?
I'm trying. I can't punch it. I mean, when I punch it, nothing happens.
That's no good.
No. And now the guy who's trying to get Dane Miner on the phone is leaving the room.
Well, hopefully he's on the phone.
Nope.
No?
I got a big red circle with a ant through it.
Okay.
Let's talk to Dane at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, we'll do it after the news. Not a problem.
Yeah.
So who's left over there?
Oh, we got all kinds of people. Pick one. Have you got refreshed your screen?
Deanna in Fort Worth.
Yeah,
we got Deanna, her. Welcome.
We're in the market for a hybrid SUV.
Yes.
And don't know whether to go with new or used, what make to go with, because there's so much. There seems to be so little information out there about hybrid SUVs that I don't know where to go. So I thought you'd be a good place to start.
What size SUV are you looking for? Do you need a third row seat?
We have a Murano now, so something comparable to that.
Okay.
Size-wise.
Five-passenger, mid-size SUV. Well, let me make it really easy to narrow it down. If I were going to buy a hybrid today, it would be a Toyota. They started the hybrids when the Prius came about 25 years ago. They have perfected it, and they are the absolute best out there, not just for long-term reliability, but the battery life and the fuel economy. They just do it right. Now, in that size that you're used to with the Murano, the Toyota Venza is an outstanding SUV. They only come as hybrids, but it's got a lot of neat features on it. And if I were looking, you could go to the Highlander if you needed more room, but if you don't, then I would certainly tell you to go with the Venza.
Okay. And new or used? I mean, you have to be careful. When you're buying used, you have to be careful of batteries and battery life.
I'd go new, and you'll probably have to if you choose the Venza because it came out last year. So I haven't seen a single one yet on the used car market. And because everybody that gets one just absolutely loves it. So are you going to the North Texas Auto Show this coming week?
We haven't decided yet.
The Venza will be there.
Okay.
And that'd be a good place to look and compare it to the other ones. The other car company that I'm really watching is when it comes to hybrids, because they seem to really be excelling in it, is Hyundai and Kia. I don't think there's any possible way they could be as good as a Toyota in a hybrid. Toyota just had too big a lead, too much of a head start. But, you know, certainly worth considering. How long do you think you'll keep this vehicle?
We keep being the one I have now. I've had it for 10 years.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you.
Before that,
I'll tell you this. I haven't seen any other hybrid that will go 200,000 miles without changing the battery pack, but a Toyota.
Okay. So 200,000 is what we're looking
at. That is normal. I've seen them go way over that. Believe it or not.
And under occasionally.
Yeah, but mostly over.
And then how do you feel about the Honda hybrids, those SUVs?
I'm not a fan. Not really, and I'm leery. As much as I love Hondas and their overall general quality, this is their second attempt at a hybrid. They failed miserably the first time.
Okay.
So they may win me over, you know, over time. But right now, if I'm doing a hybrid, it's going to be a Toyota or a Lexus, which has the same system.
So if it's a Lexus, which one would you go with?
It's actually the RX 450H, which is spectacular. It's just going to be quite a bit more money. I've got a review of the Venza on my website. There's a little search box at the top right, Deanna. Just put Venza in there. I did a review and a video with it, so you can get a real feel for the size.
Great. And what is the website?
CarProUSA.com.
Okay. Thanks so much.
I appreciate the call.
Afternoon.
Take care of yourself. And let's talk to Brian. He's calling from West Texas. Brian, welcome.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing today?
Good, brother. What is up?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to kind of put some insight on the conversation y'all were having earlier today about, you know, making a career at a dealership, getting in the car business and all that jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've worked at several dealerships, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things I'm sure you know as well as I do. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the majority of the dealerships nowadays, they just kind of, especially in the service department, they'll work the you know what out of you, and they expect long hours. Don't expect weekends off. Don't expect holidays. Don't expect long vacations every year. And you know, you're really going to have to prove yourself. It's just kind of one of those things where it's not for everybody. You know, I've worked in them long enough to know, and I'm sure you do too. But you got to pay your dues. And if you don't know what you're doing, you know, you're not benefiting the customer. You got to have training. Got to stay on top of your game. It's not an easy business to be in.
Oh, not yeah. There's a text today spent so much time on a computer. It's mind-boggling because even back when I owned my dealerships, you know, we had constant training, but it wasn't online.
Right.
You know, it
right.
was it was films and, you know, that sort of thing. They've come so far.
And the thing is the techs have to pay for the training.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And they're not making any money while they're doing that.
No, not at all. You're at home or you're at a hotel or whatever, and, you know, you're more or less off for a day of work.
Brian, I don't know. I don't know about in West or in that area, but here in the Metroplex, I'm seeing it change quite a bit from the standpoint of time off, vacation time, staggered hours, because what the dealers are running into issues finding someone to take the place of a seasoned tech that retires.
Yes. Yes, all your baby boomers are retiring.
Yeah.
And you got young guys like me who, you know, are coming up. You know, I'm 32 years old. And, you know, my biggest problem that I'm having is, you know, I run my own business as a tech. I worked at Nissan. I worked at Dodge. I worked at Chevrolet. I worked at GMC. There's a lot of dealerships in Waco. I'm not going to say their names, throw anyone under the bus. But, you know, everybody's mentality is this. We live in a throwaway society.
Yeah.
And the employees apply to that. You're a warm body. You're replaceable at any given time. No, even if you know what you're doing, if you just don't paint the sky blue for the service manager or for the district manager, you're done. You're out of there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
What's the hourly rate for a top-notch tech these days that you're hearing?
From the dealerships I've been at, it's anywhere from about $20 to $50 an hour.
Flat.
Diesel, heavy line diesel techs are making probably $35.
Transmission, you know, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, transmission guys are making about the same as heavy line techs. Yes.
Yeah, and that's flat rate hour.
Yes, flat rate commission. You know, if you're hourly, you're going to make less, probably about $20. There's a couple of independent shops here in the Waco area that they're about $25 an hour hourly pay.
Yeah.
It's not much of a living. I'm, you know, I personally prefer to work for myself, and I love it. I make, you know, double the money I would make at a dealership.
Yeah.
But you don't have the benefits and all that stuff. Of course,
yeah,
my wife's
right.
a teacher, so we get benefits from her side of the deal.
Well, there
but,
you go.
Know, long story short, you know, just working at a dealership, don't expect an overnight success, and keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
There you go. Well, fascinating call. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for the insight. That was very, very helpful. So with that, we've got a line open at 800-288-WBAP, and we're going to need to give away another pair of Auto Show tickets. The phone number to call for that, be caller number 3, is 972-708-7... I've remembered that thing forever. 972-708-4308. Thank you. 972-708-4308. Caller number 3. And you will be going to the Auto Show this coming weekend. Starts Thursday and ends Sunday, 10 to 9. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then 10 to 7 on Sunday. Right now, we go to the WBAP newsroom with Kimberly James.
100 years serving DFW. Trending now.
Trending now.
On WBAP.
And WBAP.com.
Saudi Arabia executes 81 people today. I'm Kimberly James at the Audi Dallas WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
classicchevrolet.com. WBAP first traffic and weather
on the ones.
Difficult accident in Garland, 635 LBJ northbound at Centerville Ferguson. Traffic now stopped from Highway 30. And in Addison, an accident Dallas North Tollway northbound at West Grove Road. Today's high into the upper 50s. Clear skies tonight into the upper 30s for this evening's low. A warm up ahead with tomorrow's high in the upper 60s and Monday into the lower 70s. Right now we've got fair skies, 36 degrees in Dallas and 37 in Fort Worth. Saudi Arabia says it executed 81 prisoners, including those convicted of killings in militant group members. The mass capital punishment event appears to be the largest execution in Saudi Arabia's modern history. Back in 1980, Saudi Arabia beheaded 63 people for their reported role seizing the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Russian tanks now appear to be very close to Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv, pounding suburbs with artillery and airstrikes and deploying siege tactics used in both Chechnya and Syria. That where frontline cities are reduced to nothing more than rubble. Ukraine's President Zelensky says about 1,300 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the 3 weeks since Russia invaded Ukraine. Just a couple of hours after midnight overnight, Dallas police officers engage in a full-on gunfight with a wanted felony suspect.
The wanted man was driving a car in a Skillman Street apartment complex when police spotted him. They tried to stop him, but he decided it was better to ram his way through the squad cars. He collided with a number of them and other vehicles while trying it. When he couldn't go any farther, he came out of his car shooting, ran on foot into the complex. Officers ran him down, tased him, took him into custody. In the end, no police officers were shot, neither was the suspect, nor any resident of the apartment complex. Dennis Martin, WBAP News.
Right now, 36 degrees in Dallas, 37 in Fort Worth. I'm Kimberly James. Next news update, 11 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day. Stay informed on the Russian invasion of Ukraine with News Talk 820 WBAP, 99.5 FM HD2 and WBAP.com.
The invitation to Lexus sales event is going on now at Park Place Lexus in Plano and Grapevine. Get 2.49% APR financing for 60 months on 2022 RX350s and the same financing for 60 months on select 2022 ES models. And they have almost 150 L-certified Lexus models in stock that all qualify for financing as low as 1.59% APR for 72 months. Chris Bruner and Charles Owen at Park Place continue to take great care of our listeners during these times. Connect direct with either one of them, Park Place Plano or Park Place Grapevine, through our website at carprousa.com and see what they can do for you if you want a new or certified pre-owned Lexus. Park Place Lexus, experts in excellence.
If you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, you got to go see my friends at Rusty Wallace Honda, the Honda King. Rusty and I have been friends for 3 decades, and he makes sure all CarPro Show listeners are treated like royalty. Rusty Wallace carries a great inventory of the most popular Honda cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. They also carry a lot of certified Hondas at all times and a nice selection of used cars that you can buy for under $10,000. Also, if you need a place to get your Honda serviced, Rusty Wallace has an all-new service department to serve you with some of the best Honda technicians in the Metroplex. Connect with the CarPro manager, John Hargis, my friend, from CarProUSA.com, so he'll know that I sent you. Or just go see him at Rusty Wallace Honda, Shiloh Road in LBJ, or look at all their inventory online at RustyWallaceHonda.com. And don't forget that Wallace is spelled W-A-L-L-I-S.
Audubon Fort Worth's new Fast Lane online store makes it so easy to find or build the next Porsche, BMW, Volvo, Land Rover, or Volkswagen 100% online. You get instant upfront pricing on all their in-stock and in-transit inventory or your own custom-built configuration, and then you go forward however you're most comfortable. All you need to do to get started is to contact the CarPro specialist at the dealership of your choice through our website at carprousa.com. Then the GM or sales manager of that brand will be there to answer questions and provide assistance to you from the beginning to the end of the process when you take delivery of your new vehicle. Six iconic brands just across the Trinity. You'll find all the finest from across the pond at the intersection of luxury and integrity. ShopAutobahn.com. 10:35. Thanks for joining us. Good morning from the Car Pro Show to you and to Dane Miner at Freeman Toyota.
Hello, buddy.
Good morning, Jerry and Kevin. How are we this morning?
Well, it's been a little hairy here. I don't mind telling you, with technical issues. And
we all love modern technology when it works the way it's supposed to.
Yes, it is. It's
wonderful. Well, they say it makes our lives easier, but who knows if it really does.
I don't know. It stressed me out this morning.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, pay at the pump, I'm still all in favor of. I've never had any issues with pay at the pump.
No.
Except I can't heat up my burrito while I'm using it.
And the how much it is right now.
Right. Yes. Oh, quick story. Guy pulls up at the pump, starts putting in gas, and he can't believe it. Before he even starts pumping, the numbers start going. Well, it wasn't the price. It was the price per gallon that was moving right on up.
Right.
So I'm going to tell a quick story. One of my first jobs, I was 11 or 12 years old, I pumped gas at a Texaco. It's Texaco or Exxon? Mobil. I'm sorry. Mobil station. I don't forget that. Too many changes. Too many consolidations.
Yes.
Anyway, I would sit there, and it was a full service deal. So you check the air in the tires, wash the windshield, check the oil. While the gas was pumping. And then, if you were quick enough doing that, you could sit there while the tank was still filling up. And I used to daydream a little bit. I said, I wonder if that dollar gauge will ever catch the gallon gauge, because the gallon gauge was so much faster than the
yeah.
dollar gauge was. I think gas was about 40 or 50 cents a gallon back then. I was like, boy, oh boy, have times changed.
Oh, ain't yeah. that the truth. But I would be real happy if I was in the Toyota business, as fuel efficient as your cars are.
Like, you need more people coming to want to buy cars from you.
Oh, we always do, Kevin. Even though it's short, we're still accommodating folks and everything else. But So it's funny, when gas is $2 a gallon or less, trucks and SUVs are really, really hot. And passenger cars are lukewarm. Okay, they're not cold. They're just not as hot as they are. Gas gets up to $4 a gallon, and trucks and SUVs are still pretty hot. Fuel-efficient cars are through the roof, It's funny. You and I always talk about it. If you want a hybrid, the very best time to buy a hybrid is when gas is at $2 a gallon.
Yes.
And it's not a worse time to buy it. It's just there's more people fishing for that same fish, so you've got more competition now, and boy, our calls for Priuses and hybrid Highlanders and Benzas have gone through the roof, as you can imagine.
Oh, I'm sure. And the RAV4, RAV4 hybrids have been hot since the day it came out.
Yes,
even with cheap gas prices. That was one of the surprises, was how hot that RAV4 was back at $2 a gallon.
Yeah, and even the RAV4 Prime and the Prius Prime, BJ's been able to procure some of those for some of our customers. And, those are not built in bulk anyway. And then you put on this chip shortage, it's kind of tough. So we've been able to get a few of those, and we're real happy about that. And, those are just spectacular buys right now at in any market.
Yeah, and surprising to see. You've got the Ready, Set, Go sales event that you do every year that ends April the 4th. 2.49 APR for 60 months on Camry. That was what a welcome surprise that was.
Toyota does that to us every once in a while, though. Even though they don't have to do it, it's like, okay, we want you guys to advertise. Let us give you something that you can advertise. So it's almost a way to entice us to get out there and market the vehicles instead of just sitting there and let what's coming in come in, because there's plenty of that as well.
Okay, explain this one to me. Okay, you got 2.49 for 60 on Camry and on Highlander and on The 2022 Tundra.
Yeah.
Say what?
What's the thinking there?
Well, I don't pretend to know what they're thinking, but maybe they want to send them something each month with Toyota's name on it, even though it's Toyota Financial, just to remind them of where they got their. I don't know.
I don't either. I'm happy for those people who have got Tundras on order and coming in that BJ's put their name on. But wow, that was just a surprise. And I think you're right. I think they are trying to get the dealers to advertise and just keep y'all's name out there.
Yeah, you don't want to lose. I mean, look, Toyota had so much momentum before COVID and was gaining. And COVID has artificially inflated our market across the board. Every make, every manufacturer, as far as I know.
Yes.
And, you know, so you're seeing increases everywhere, and maybe, you know, some of that is due to, hey, I can't get this, so this is second on my list, and I'm going to get this, and it's a different manufacturer. But at some point, and I don't know when, this thing will turn around and there will be inventory to choose from, and you just don't want to start from ground zero with no share of voice out there.
Yeah,
and you
that's
know
right.
that as well or better than anyone. When you've got that momentum, you keep your foot on the gas and keep it going. So
Dane, we're bumping up against a break here with the screwball technology problems we've had this morning. Let's okay. tell everybody how to reach you guys, where to go see you. You know, let's run through it.
Okay. We're on the affordable side of the Metroplex, 183 and 820, just south of the Northeast Mall. Call us toll-free, 1-800-NEW-CARS. Log on to freemantoyota.com. Go to carprousa.com. Click on Toyota DFW. It'll direct you right to us. We will accommodate you however you'd like to communicate and make it easy and disclose everything. We even bring the car, a truck, or SUV to your home or office. And to do that, we got to give you everything up front before we show up.
Let them know what you're looking for and let them do their job by making sure that they get it. These guys are experts at this. So just tell them, here's what I'd like to have. Be as flexible as you can. If there's, you know, three colors that you'd accept instead of just one, that's going to make it that much easier. And don't you think that's the best thing to do right now, Dane?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, we get stuff that pops in our inventory that we don't even see it coming. And it's just like the next day it's coming. And we're like, wow, okay. And so there's stuff that, you know, people haven't spoken for. It's not a lot, but they are there, so it could be the one that you're hoping for.
There you go. That's Dane Miner, Freeman Toyota, freemantoyota.com, the only Toyota dealer I'll put my name on. Dane, thank you for your patience today. We appreciate it.
No worries. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, pal.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
According to Edmunds.com, 8 out of 10 car shoppers paid over sticker price for new vehicles in January. It's true. Many dealers are overcharging their customers. Not at Classic Chevrolet. They never, and I mean never, ever charge over MSRP. Now during Truck Month, you can get MSRP or better on over 400 new Silverados. Yes, discounts are back on the Silverado 1500, and there's never been a better time to get that truck upgrade. Got a trade? They're paying above market rates. Get your instant cash offer with their online Easy Pass. Don't overpay at other dealerships or waste your time searching empty lots. Classic has the biggest truck inventory in all of Texas, and they never charge over MSRP. Find new roads and find out why Classic has been back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the nation. Head to Classic Chevrolet today.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Based on 2020-2021 GM Small Business and Dealer Fleet Delivery. Looking for your next Mazda? Visit Denton Mazda today. With award-winning models all in stock and ready for immediate delivery, they're sure to have a vehicle that fits your needs. Right now, lease a new 2022 Mazda CX-9 Sport all-wheel drive for $286 a month for just 24 months. And every Denton Mazda is backed by their true transparent pricing. There's no hidden fees and no games. What you see is what you pay. It's that simple. There's never been a better time to buy. And if you're in the market to trade in your vehicle, now is absolutely the best time. They'll give you top dollar for your trade right on the spot. Drive home your new Denton Mazda today. Visit them at 5000 South I-35 or online, DentonMazda.com. Stock number N0605351. Closed-end lease, payments totaling $68.64, 15 cents per mile.
over 10,000 miles a year. $29.99 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Tax, title, and license fees are extra. Expires 4/4/22.
Discounts? Rebates? You heard right. At Don Davis Nissan in Arlington, General Manager Jason Barling is actually discounting his new inventory below sticker. And sometimes his discount is added to a factory rebate, and you're talking about new Nissans for $2,000 or $3,000 below sticker. They've got about 75 new Nissans in stock right now, over 250 pre-owned cars and trucks of all brands to choose from. Contact General Manager Jason Barling through our website at carprousa.com, and you can do the deal over the phone, via email, text, or go see him, I-20 just east of Collins in Arlington. That's Jason Barling at Don Davis Nissan, where there's a will, there's a way at Don Davis Nissan. I-20, just east of Collins in Arlington.
If you've never had a truly enjoyable car buying experience, you need to get to a five-star Ford dealership where they don't play games and they don't waste your time. They've been taking care of Texans for over 42 years, and they'll take care of you at Five Star Ford in Carrollton, North Richland Hills, Louisville, and Dallas, sampac.com.
We're taking care of business.
More Straight Talk and Honest Answers with the Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
On News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
Every week on our Facebook page, we have a classic car of the weekend, and somebody who guesses the correct year, make, and model ends up winning a custom-made auto heat shield for whatever they drive. This week, for the first time ever, we're showing the rear end of the vehicle, because if you know... if you see this rear end and you're a fan of a particular car, you'll know exactly what it is.
Robert in Copper's Cove, welcome. Robert, are you there? And it continues.
It continues.
Let's try four and see if Ann is there. Ann, are you there? I give.
So, Jerry, what do you think about the Cowboys in the offseason?
Well, let me answer these questions in case they're listening.
Okay.
Robert in Copper's Cove, you've got a lease coming up way under on the miles. Best way to get your money out of the equity. A lot of it depends on what kind of car it is. Unfortunately, we're having technical problems. I can't get you on the line. But the best way to do it is go to our website, carprousa.com. At the top, click on Sell a Car, and there's an electronic thing there that will give you a bid within 2 minutes, and then you compare that to your payoff. Some of the automakers will not let you they will not let you sell it to a third party. If it happens to be a Toyota or a Lexus, you can, but the rest of them are going to require you to sell it to a dealer of that brand. So, in other words, if you're driving a Ford, you've got to sell it to a Ford dealer, or you've got to trade it in on another Ford to get your equity out of it.
Can't sell it to me?
No. No, definitely not. But remember, too, in Texas, when you buy your lease car, you're paying sales tax on the residual amount. Ann in San Antonio wanted to know about my thoughts on the Kia Soul. I absolutely love it. I was so surprised the last time I reviewed one that the changes, that the things that made me hate it back 10 years ago, the changes they made in 2015, they took care of everything that I was concerned about. And it was power, it was road noise. There was so much that they made better. And for the money, you know, even in today's times, around $20,000, man, there's just nothing out there that's like it. And the fuel economy is great if you're really watching fuel economy. So I am a big fan of the Kia Soul. And finally, we had Brian in Fort Worth, who has a 2020 F-250 trimmer that he does not need anymore, and he wanted to know what to do with it. I would take it over to Five Star Ford in North Richland Hills, talk to Joshua Fichter, the general manager. They would love to buy your F-250 trimmer. These things are impossible to get brand new, And if they could find one and yours is nice and low miles, they will pay top dollar for it and pay as much as anybody that you're going to find. So Joshua Fichter, five-star Ford in North Richland Hills, and tell him I sent you. So I'm sorry we couldn't talk to y'all. I hope that you were able to listen to my answers to you. But if not, you can email me from the front page of carprousa.com, and I will get back to you because that's what I do. If you haven't subscribed to the newsletter yet, email Kevin, kevin@carprosshow.com, and you can see. This was the most information-packed newsletter this week that I remember in recent history.
It was, too, for me because I had to read. I mean, pardon me, but I don't read all of every article that I put in the newsletter when you send it to me.
Yes, I know that.
You know, yes, you know that.
You prove that every week.
I prove that this, yes. Anyway, this week, there I had to read everything. I mean, there was something for everybody.
Yeah, there really was. Plus, I had a review of the BMW X3 M40i. Amy did a review of the Toyota Prius Nightshade, which was a good-looking car. Article that I wrote, what to do if you can't afford your car payments anymore.
Well, that got, unfortunately, a lot of clicks.
Yeah, I hope, and I'm afraid that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Sometimes when people are running tight on budgets, sometimes that dollar a gallon really puts them in a jam.
And can I just put in a quick question? The answer to it is no. If you voluntarily surrender your car that you can't afford instead of waiting for them to come repo it, it doesn't help your credit.
No, it doesn't. Still a repo. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to tell you how to get a hold of us from 11 to 2 this afternoon on the national show.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
It's Classic Truck Month at Classic Fleet and Commercial, the back-to-back number one Chevy fleet and commercial dealer in the country. I'm here to tell you they have trucks, three-quarter ton service body trucks, medium box trucks. No matter what kind of truck, they've got it. And whether you need 150 or 500, they got you covered. These trucks are not just great for business, they're great for families on the go. Get in touch with my good friend Brad Robler and tell him I sent you. He'll make it real easy. While other dealers are overcharging, Classic never, and I mean never, charges over MSRP. That's Texas true pricing. If you need to sell all or part of your current fleet, let them make you an offer. They're paying top dollar, but hurry before trade values drop. It's Classic Fleet and Commercial, driving business since 1978. Find new roads.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Based on 2020-2021 GM Small Business and Dealer Fleet Deliveries.
Audubon Fort Worth carries six iconic brands. Just across the Trinity, you'll find all the finest from across the pond at the intersection of luxury and integrity. Audubon Fort Worth is family-owned, authorized new and pre-owned luxury automobile dealership for BMW, Jag, Rover, Porsche, Volvo, and Volkswagen, and they just published their first edition of a quarterly newsletter for their customers. In it, they take a look at the redesigned Land Rover, Range Rover, Jaguar F-Pace, and the Volkswagen GTI. Plus, they have details on the upcoming all-electric vehicles from BMW, Volvo, and Volkswagen. Visit their website at shopautobahn.com for more information. Audubon, White Settlement, and University in Fort Worth, shopautobahn.com.
An Avondale Select luxury car subscription gives you four membership tiers to choose from. And when you join Select at the Plus tier, you can really plus your driving experience because Plus unlocks an array of even higher-end models. You'll find sedans like the Jaguar XJL and the Lexus LS500, SUVs like the Porsche Macan and Range Rover Velar, or add some extra fun to your drive with the Mercedes-Benz C43 AMG Cabriolet or the forthcoming Porsche 718 Boxster. From the playful to the powerful and the practical, Plus has a luxury car that fits your life to the nth degree and delivered by a personal concierge. And with every tier of Avondale Select, Plus includes unlimited flips, insurance coverage, maintenance, roadside assistance, and car washes. Plus, an elevated dealership experience that Avondale Select provides.
Learn more at AvondaleSelect.com.
You got it now.
I do.
You got it. You the man.
Here's the phone number from 11 to 2 Central Time this afternoon. If you would like to get a hold of me on the national show, it's 800-926-7777, 800-926-7777. And we will be there, and we will be happy to help you. And I got a feeling the phone lines will be working downstairs. But I want to congratulate Peter Valuti from Fort Worth, Cliff Randall from Keller, Texas, and also Greg Hargrave. Oh, Fat Daddy won again. Good for him. Mm-hmm. In Irving. They were all ticket winners. Watch our Facebook page over the next couple of days. We're going to have some contests there for additional tickets to win to go to the auto show. And just to recap, that starts Thursday and runs through Sunday. And the hours, again, are 10 to 9, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then 10 to 7 on Sunday. We will be there next Saturday. And if you're coming to the show, we would love to see you and shake your hand and thank you for listening to the Car Pro Show now for over 20 years.
Maybe even give you one of those little koozies or something to keep your canned beverage cold.
Yeah. They
said they're going to actually have food instead of just that one place that we yes. used to walk up to try to get a cup of coffee while people were ordering 16 orders of nachos. That place?
Yes, that place. Come by and shake our hands. WBAP promotion staff will be there until 11 o'clock. So they like to give away free stuff. So if you
we
get
got a
early,
little bit of time here. You want to give us a preview of what you're thinking about, what you're going to put down on paper, and probably already put down on video about the Subaru you've been driving this week?
Yeah, I'm very impressed with it. This is the Forester Wilderness Edition. This is the first time they've offered a Wilderness Edition in the Forester. And what it does is it's a little more serious off-road than the Forester typically is. I mean, they've all got symmetrical all-wheel drive, but this one has got higher ground clearance, a different size tires. It's a joy. It's got some, when you open the door and you look at it, you go, wow, those are nice leather seats. Well, they're not leather at all. They're called Startex material, and I had to do some research on it to find out what this thing is, what that's all about. And what it is it is completely washable.
Washable?
Yes. You can wash these seats. It's intended for after you've been out on the road.
In the mud.
In the mud, in the snow, and whatever, that you can get in and still clean things up. So pretty cool. I'll have that review and a video up probably Monday. If you want to subscribe to the newsletter, send Kevin an email, kevin@carproshow.com. If you want to take advantage of these high used car values and trade your car, go to carprousa.com and click on Find Your Car Pro, and then choose the area that you're from and send them an email. Get your VIP certificate and take it with you. We'll be back with you next week from the auto show. And this is the Car Pro Show on WBAP.
This is Jerry Reynolds, and with me today is my nephew, Connor Ellis, who's 3 years old. Say hi to everybody, Connor.
Hi, everybody.
Good job, buddy. You ready to learn the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Okay, let's get started. Say everything I say, okay?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
Now here's the most important part. Okay. One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
And liberty of justice all.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Connor.